A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar. That's the display department. With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 284. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this time we are celebrating a very special anniversary. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Yes, we're back with another bonus show because the anniversaries start coming and they don't stop coming, Brian.
That's right. And this time it is Red Dwarf. First aired on February 15th, 1988, which makes it the 30th anniversary.
Yes, and this episode will indeed come out on the 15th of February, hopefully. And the original crew, amazingly, of the Red Dwarf are still out there somewhere, as we'll talk about in a moment.
Absolutely.
So let's go back to basics. Red Dwarf, we covered it in British Invaders 40 and 41, those are our episode numbers. It's a classic BBC Two originally space comedy created by comedic geniuses Rob Grant and Doug Naylor, and it originally ran on the BBC from 1988 to 1999. There were 8 series overall. Plenty of content back then.
Absolutely. And it featured the last survivor of a radiation leak on board a huge mining ship. And this survivor, Dave Lister, only survived because he was in stasis and is woken up from stasis 3 million years later. We also have his hologrammatic roommate, who, of course, had died in the accident, but is recreated hologrammatically. And a humanoid descendant of his pet cat. And a couple of years later, they introduce a robotic sort of servant type character. And we also have the ship's computer, who is a face on a screen.
So actually, we've got plenty of personalities for the last survivor of the accident on board the Red Dwarf.
We do, yes. And that original cast of Craig Charles, Chris Barry, Danny John-Jules, and Robert Llewellyn, who we know is introduced as Crichton in Series 3, that group of them have really carried on, and they are now once again making new Red Dwarf.
Yes, because as you probably know, here in the UK, the TV channel Dave has commissioned new episodes since 2008. There was a 2009 three-part special and a full series for 2012, 2016 and 2017. And there's more planned, we believe.
That's right, yeah.
And it makes Red Dwarf one of the longest-running sitcoms in British TV history. At the time of recording, I think the number of episodes is 73 in total. So there's quite a lot to get through.
And those are half-hour episodes, and they're quite quick and punchy and generally very entertaining.
And I think it's fair to say, Brian, that we loved Red Dwarf when we talked about it, and we still do. It is one of the, you know, the funniest shows, certainly, we've covered in all of our 284 episodes.
Absolutely. It's one of a small number of science fiction comedies, certainly, that we've covered that really works well. We've covered a number that work sort of all right, or more often don't work that well, but only a couple that really work well.
Yes, it is, as we've said on many occasions, a difficult thing to do. But Red Dwarf does it almost perfectly, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. And the writing is very good, as well as that great cast with good, strong chemistry. But there is also, in a lot of it, there is some very strong science fiction in it that really gets into interesting sci-fi ideas, right along with the comedy. And the two really helped to support each other.
Yes, and you know, great writing, great science fiction, great characters.
And the special effects in it actually are pretty good. They did a lot with sort of traditional model work in the 90s particularly, and did some very nice work with it. Their smaller ship, Starbug, would crash pretty well every season, and it always looked good, and it was always neat to see how Starbug was going to crash this year.
Yes, and I love those practical effects, and they were marvelous on Red Dwarf. And as you say, some of the science fiction themes they covered, they did so well with all sorts of things about genetic life forms and artificial realities and goodness knows what. But yeah, great stuff.
Yeah, and they could cover things that were sort of a little bit overdone and seemed a bit stale, like the body swap idea, for example. Because of the comedy, they could make them fresh and interesting again.
And of course, we had the cast of extremely talented actors, and they got strong backup as well from Norman Lovett and Hattie Hayridge as the two versions of Holly the computer that we've seen over the years. Plus, of course, later on, they brought back Chloe Annette, or they introduced Chloe Annette, I should say, as Christine Kochanski. Yes, we know she was played by Claire Grogan in the first episode, Lister's Lost Love. But the way they introduce her, of course, is interesting and does some good science fiction work as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There are lots of neat performances and lots of very tight comedy and well put together shows in here.
So, of course, as we've said, it's the 30th anniversary of Red Dwarf, and you may be asking, are there any special events planned?
And, of course, there are. If you go look at the official Red Dwarf site, which is reddwarf.co.uk, there is a lot covered there about various things that are happening. One of the highlights, I think, is Dimension Jump 20, which is a convention happening October 5th to 7th of 2018 at the Crown Plaza in Nottingham in England. And the guest list to that is still to be announced, but it's a Red Dwarf convention, should be pretty exciting, I think.
Yes, and you can see details on that website of last year's Dimension Jump convention, where I think they had three of the four regular cast there, plus they had Hattie Hayridge as well. So, you know, I think, although we're still waiting to find out who will be at the October event, I should imagine they'll get several of the main cast. So, you know, it might be your opportunity to go and meet some of the cast and maybe to ask them a question. For instance, you could ask the cast of Red Dwarf what the phrase smeghead means. You may remember back to our original recordings that this was a question that was asked them, I think, and there was a video of this at a convention somewhere where they had a certain difficulty answering the question from a very young member of the audience.
Yes. Well, a big Red Dwarf convention like that is sure to be a fun event, I think. They also have 30th anniversary t-shirts available and a variety of merchandising things.
And there's a Red Dwarf 12 game for iOS and Android devices. Neither of us are gamers, Brian, so we don't really know much more than that. But this is produced, I presume, in association with Dave. And if there are any gamers out there who fancy telling us about the Red Dwarf game, do please let us know.
I've looked at the description and it does look like a neat little game, but I haven't done anything with it myself. It is free, but it has some in-app purchases that allow you to unlock some characters and that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
We should quickly talk about availability of the series itself. And the availability is certainly very good. There have been a number of different DVD releases, and there are DVDs available in both Region 1 and Region 2 for Red Dwarf.
So, for instance, if you wanted just the first 8 series from the BBC, you can currently find that in a box set, which has just the episodes, no extras. But considering how many episodes you get for that, £20 currently doesn't seem bad at all. That seems quite a bargain.
And you may even find a good deal on the version that has all the extras, and they have a lot of extras on those. It's a very good set. Just note that if you see something labeled the complete series, that's the first 8 series from 88 through 99. That does not include the revival.
And those 8 series, as you say, from 88 to 99, are currently on Netflix UK. I don't know if they're on the North American Netflix, Brian, do you?
They are not, but they are on BritBox in the US.
Ah.
So if you subscribe to BritBox, which is the BBC and ITV's collaboration to bring a lot of their content to the US, that will be coming, is supposed to be coming to Canada later this year. It hasn't yet, as we record. But it does include, I believe, all of Red Dwarf, including the revival at this point.
Okay. But if you're here in the UK and you've got Netflix and you want a taste of Red Dwarf, you can jump in, see some of the great episodes that are on there.
And if you're looking for the newer releases, the 3-episode special we mentioned is now labeled as Series 9, and there are full-length series 10, 11, and 12. And those are all available on DVD and on Blu-ray. They're available in Region 1, they're available in Region 2.
Yes, the prices vary from about £6 up to about £20 a series. But yeah, easily available on DVD and Blu-ray, so you can get hold of all this stuff easily for a change.
Yes, absolutely. You should be able to find copies or find streaming available one way or another, certainly for most locations.
And of course, you know, as last time, we really would recommend Red Dwarf. It is produced by some amazingly talented people and talented actors. The special effects stuff is quite remarkable for what they had to work with. And it's just hilarious viewing. While at the same time, as you say, Brian, they do some real science fiction, which is great.
Yeah, it really is something special. So yeah, if you haven't watched Red Dwarf, it is worth checking out. It's very good indeed.
And if you want to know which episodes to perhaps, you know, pick out, then again, drop by our Facebook group and I'm sure ourselves and our listeners will be able to recommend some to you.
Absolutely.
So happy birthday to Red Dwarf. Many happy returns. We hope that they keep traveling in space for quite some time to come.
Absolutely. 30 years. That's great.
And next time we switch from high-flying space, we're down to Earth for Late Night Story featuring Tom Baker, an interesting little BBC gem from the late 70s that we'll be talking about in our next 2 episodes.
Yes, an interesting one to look at there, for sure. Until then, you can find our original Red Dwarf discussion and all of our episodes at BritishInvaders.com. If you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you will find our Facebook group where we have lots of good discussions there.
Absolutely. We also are members of the Voice of Geeks Network. That's vognetwork.com, where you'll find British Invaders as one of a stable of geek-related shows. We go out Mondays and Tuesdays, but there's several other shows that may interest you or maybe interest the Smeghead that you know. Who knows?
Absolutely. So thanks for listening and stoke me a clipper.
I'll be back for Christmas. Whatever.